News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week in Review podcast. I'm Mike Alarney. This week, we'll start with national news. Contradictory information about the firing of FBI Director James Comey. In an interview with NBC News, President Trump said Thursday that he planned to fire Comey before Justice Department officials recommended that to happen.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
Trump went back to the well of his claim that everything is fake news regarding suspected Russian involvement in the election.
When I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election.
However, there were indications before the election that Russia was involved. Trump himself called on Vladimir Putin to hack Democrat Hillary Clinton during his campaign. Set a high bar. That's what U.S. Senator Gary Peters is telling us needs to happen before a new director of the FBI is picked. The state's junior U.S. senator this week also questioned the firing of James Comey.
This has to be someone who is not perceived as a partisan, not a Democrat, not a Republican, someone who has a long history of acting as an independent and being fair and having the highest integrity.
The Democrat and his colleagues are hoping to meet with Attorney General Jeff Sessions to detail how and why Comey was let go this week. Cornerstone Chamber of Commerce is hailing its relocation to St. Joseph from Benton Harbor as a win for its members. WSJM's Andrew Green has the story for us.
The chamber sent out a statement Wednesday saying the move to 811 Ship Street or the Horizon Bank building will enable the organization to expand its services and grow. It says it looked at more than 15 locations when it decided to move, and they were in both St. Joe and Benton Harbor. The chamber purchased its new space without needing to take out a loan and picked the third floor at 811 Ship because the space needed the least renovations and offered the best value. The chamber also reiterates its move out of Benton Harbor does not signify a weakening of its relationship with Cornerstone Alliance, which is staying there. Andrew Green reporting.
St. Joseph City Commission speaking out against some legislation in Lansing. Bills would stop local governments from regulating short-term rental properties. St. Joe City Manager John Hodgson tells WSJM News that municipal government should be able to control how much residential property is used for vacation homes.
We're not very keen on the loss of local control. As you know, in our community, we've got about a 10-year-long history of looking at short-term rentals and deciding what appropriate regulations might be to protect our neighborhoods. And we've come to some conclusions on where they should be allowed and where they shouldn't be allowed.
City Commission this week approved a resolution opposing that legislation. Identical bills introduced in both the State House and Senate by lawmakers from Temperance and Fowlerville, respectively. A progressive group is claiming Congressman Fred Upton has taken a hit in the polls due to his changing stance on the Republican replacement for the Affordable Care Act. John McNeil with more.
Protesters were out again yesterday, this time demonstrating at Upton's office in St. Joseph. A Democratic-leaning Patriot Majority commissioned a poll by Clarity Campaign Labs. It shows that Upton trails a hypothetical Democratic candidate by 41-37. You can count Governor Rick Snyder among those who are not happy with the Republican replacement plan.
The bill that went through the House, I have serious concerns about healthy Michigan and its long-term future, about traditional Medicaid.
He says he plans to let the U.S. Senate know how he feels. I'm John McNeil reporting.
Less than 24 hours after his second drunk driving arrest in recent years, State Representative John Kibala was found dead at his home in Lansing. Governor Snyder revealed the death during a news conference that was called for another matter with members of the Trump administration.
He's had a number of issues in his life, and apparently he took his own life. So our thoughts and prayers are with he and his family. Very sad day. He was a great guy.
Kivlu was serving his third and final term representing the Marquette area. Just last month, it announced he would be running for the state Senate. He was arrested Monday afternoon in Clinton County with a blood alcohol level that was more than double the legal limit, would have qualified him to be prosecuted as a super drunk. Democratic leader Sam Singh in the House of East Lansing said he was saddened to stand before his colleagues mourning his friend.
And I know the days that are coming before us will be difficult, but I hope that we can cherish his memories, the impact that he has had, and however you pray and worship, that you keep him, Sandy, and the kids in mind.
Keep his funeral Saturday at Northern Michigan University. St. Joseph Public Safety Director Brian Urich is thinking about the summer. He's been working on a safety plan for the city to reduce traffic and parking headaches and alleviate quality of life problems. He laid out the plan on Wednesday.
What you'll see, hopefully, is some significant process improvement so the average citizen and the average visitor will experience less delays.
Urich telling us he's proposing more parking at Lions Beach, less parking on nearby streets, one-way traffic on Lake Street near Silver Beach with a drop-off area, more reserved police officers, and mounted patrols on holidays. Tells us all these programs can change, though, as he talks to residents.
We're going to pilot several things this summer, and we'll see what works. And I'm sure during the course of the summer, you and I will interact and say, okay, what's working, what's not working?
Urich will ask city commissioners for approval in a couple of weeks. He's held two meetings with residents so far. More are yet to come this summer. That is the WSJM Week in Review podcast for Friday, May 12th. The WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.